It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Valley Heights High School of Blue Rapids, Kansas. It's Kurt DeProfit, your commentator, and Kurt Tillman back in studio here on 92.1 KMTA. You're turned into the MSC Sports Radio Network. We got a great matchup here on a Tuesday midweek here for you. Valley Heights Mustangs of Class 2A taking host the Class 1A Division 2 Axel Eagles. Again, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We'll have our girls match up first, and then we'll have the boys match up to follow. We're going to have the girls tip off about 13:22 here coming up on 92.1 KMZA. Again, we have our halftime show, postgame show, and player of the game. All of our sponsors, we appreciate you throughout this broadcast. Real quick, let's give a little bit of a teaser as we dive into the girls' pregame in just a couple of minutes. But again, you look at both these teams on the night, Valley Heights girls and boys. They played their first game last Friday against Marysville. Axel girls, they played their first game last Friday. They took on Johnson Brock and won 46-25. However, the Axel boys did not play a game last Friday, and they're the only team here tonight that is going to open and debut their first game of the season, and they do it here on the road. But again, I just mentioned that three teams, though, did play last Friday. Valley Heights, the girls, they took a victory over Marysville, 54-37, themselves at 1-0 on the year. Valley Heights boys, they lost against Marysville, 61-35. And of course, the Axel girls, who played last Friday against Johnson Brock, they won 46-25. A great game and a great matchup there for them last Friday to open up the season and here to the 1-0 record. So it's an undefeated versus undefeated in the early going. Valley Heights against Axel. These two teams met last season, and Valley Heights won that opening game. It was the third matchup of the season for Valley Heights, and they came out and won their first three games against Marysville, Riley County, and Axel. When we talk about both these teams, they both got really solid programs. And Valley Heights, they've been led by Jordan Broxton since 10th season, 16-9 last year. He has had five trips to St. Trent in the last six seasons. He's a great head coach, and he's tenured very well here for this Valley Heights Mustangs team. You look over at Brad Broxman here, head coach of the Axel Eagles in his fourth season, at a 28-42 record. But don't let that record deter you from how good he has been as the head coach of this program. Each and every single year, this team has won more games. And last year, they achieved their most wins in a season since the 2017-2018 season. They went 12-12 last year, a step up from their 10-14 record just 2 years ago. So we're going to get a really great matchup here between Axel and Valley Heights. Both of these teams have all-state players. Ava Smith, Neaver Benton for Valley Heights. And for the Axel Eagles, we'll see Natalie Strothen and Maggie Strothen. So again, great matchup there on the girls' side. Once we get to the boys' side, Valley Heights team that went 4-17 last year. They are trying to look to turn the tables this year with nine freshmen, five sophomores, only two seniors and one junior. That one junior is actually injured here tonight, Emerson Parker. So again, only two upperclassmen here for the Valley Heights Mustangs boys. It's going to be kind of a difficult year in that sense of you got a lot of young kids and they're going to have to get used to a new scheme, a different pace of the game. But here they'll open it up against a really good Axel team who went 24-1. Last year on the boys' side, 10-0 in the Twin Valley League, and of course won the state championship for the second time in school history. So again, our boys' matchup is going to be lots of fun later on tonight, and of course our girls' matchup is going to be really exciting coming up here on 92.1 KMZA. We'll dive forward to the girls' matchup right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's the Valley Heights Mustangs taking on the Axel Eagles.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As the spirit of the holidays warms our community, Sabetha Community Hospital is here to ensure you stay healthy enough to enjoy every moment. You can celebrate knowing the highest quality care is close to home. Sabetha Community Hospital is here for our community, offering emergency services, a family medicine clinic, and a specialty clinic with nearly 30 different specialists. And more. Sabetha Community Hospital, caring for you and your family this holiday season and all year long.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome here to 92.1 KMZA, a part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. We dive right into girls pregame coverage. Again, real quick, we gave you a little bit of a teaser of tonight's action. It's Valley Heights Mustangs against the Axel Eagles. We'll have our girls game first, and then afterwards we'll have the boys contest. A little bit of a late start. They had the C team play here at the home gym, which kind of pushed back everything. Then the JV all played 4 quarters, 8 minutes altogether. So, again, that's kind of why we're at the late start we are. But regardless, it might be past a little bit of your bedtime. Once we get past that clock, they'll be a little past five. But we're going to have lots of fun, and we're going to keep it excited here. 92.1 and KMZ. Again, I'm Curtis Profit. I got my Sanders Elba back in studio. The Kurt on the shelf, Kurt Tillman. Appreciate him in hand on this broadcast, as always. But again, our first matchup, it's the girls' side, Valley Heights Mustangs of Class 2A against the Axel Eagles of Class 1A Division 2. Both teams start their season 1-0. We just mentioned it. Valley Heights, they beat Marysville last week, 54-37. Axel on Friday last week beat Johnson Brock, 46-25. This is both teams' first Twin Valley League action here in 2025-2026. Of course, last year, as Valley Heights took this contest. Of course, Axel now looking to change that side there and get the victory this season. And when we were kind of going over that teaser, I said one thing. Both these teams have excellent players. They return lots of great players at that. Valley Heights, they return 3 starters, 9 letter winners on this roster, and 2 that are not only Twin Valley League mentions, but also mentioned at the state level. Ava Smith, a first-team All-State player, a 4-year starter at 5'9", a senior here on this team, who last year averaged 17 points and 5 rebounds per game. She's also a Twin Valley League mention as well. And also accompanying her, the senior beside her, 5'7", Mia Vermitten, averaged 7.7 points per game last year, 5.4 assists per game, a second-team Twin Valley League mention, but also honorably mentioned at the state level in Class 2A. So you're going to have Ava Smith and Mia Mitten, a 1-2 punch combo here in tonight's matchup against Axel. And then you turn the page, and you flip to the Axel Eagles, and look who they bring back this season. Well, they bring back a lot of hype. 5'10" senior Natalie Strawson, a first-team Twin Valley Leaguer, as well as an All-Star, I'll mention. She was the lone returning starter on last year's basketball team with 10 points per game last year and 9 rebounds per game. But, of course, the most impressive story of them all was Maggie Strawson, who I remember just early on in that year. It was my first year calling basketball here for radio, and when I saw her, I was like, this is going to be a basketball player. I mean, geez. I was calling one of her first games that she was getting double-doubles, and I immediately right there, and then I said, this is going to be the next, you know, big player in this Twin Valley League. This is going to be your next all-star, all-caliber player. And I'd like to say that prediction is kind of stuck because Maggie Strawson has been that or just her sophomore year right now, but her freshman season, 12 points per game to lead the team in scoring, and 11 rebounds, 3 blocks per game to help that team last season to the sub-state runner-up finish. And Maggie Strawson, 6'1" sophomore, one of the tallest, biggest players here in the Twin Valley League. And, you know, she'll have to do it again this season. She'll have to be physical, and she'll have to keep her tempo. But already, great start. She had 15 points and 3 rebounds against Johnson Rock. So, you know, jumping this matchup, when I came in here, I got a chance to kind of talk to both teams. And when I talked to head coach Jordan Brosman of Valley Heights, he kind of made a mention that the biggest point in this game for Valley Heights is going to be how do you attack against Maggie Strawson, and then how do you defend Maggie Strawson, because obviously she's going to be in the interior, right? And when you're trying to get points in the basketball game, you want to go inside the paint. You want to mix and stir, but it's kind of hard when there's already a cement wall right there, and that's Maggie Strawson. So when you got a player like her, you have to play around her. You have to be able to get her off the floor. That's another key point right there. So, again, there's going to be a lot of different strategies and avenues this Valley Heights team is going to have to take. They're going to try to take on the all-caliber state player last season in Maggie Strawson. But, you know, I kind of just mentioned that Valley Heights having to, you know, take on these all-state caliber players from Axel. But, you know, it really kind of goes the same way there, as Axel is going to have to find a way to limit the 5'9" senior guard and forward Mia Vermitten and Ava Smith, because both of them can rotate through to those positions, and they both can be very aggressive. Ava Smith had 12 points in the win against Marysville. Mia Vermitten, she had 9 points, both had 2 rebounds, so they're both going to be active inside the paint. They're both going to be able to score outside the perimeter. Ava Smith, she went 2 of 4 from 3 last week against Marysville on Thursday, shooting 57% from the field total, and also went 4-for-4 in the game from the free throw line, as Valley Heights, as it seems, shot 11 of 13. So again, it's not going to just be about Valley Heights and how they can stop Axel, but it's also going to be, can Axel stop Valley Heights? Because on both sides, you have weapons, you have arsenal, you have firepower, and it doesn't get any better than this. I mean, this is like going and seeing a Christmas tree, and it's loaded full of tons of gifts, and you can just see them, what they already are, and this is that kind of present. You know that this is going to be a fun matchup to start the year for both these teams. Both these teams can easily be in the top 5 ranked at some point in their own classifications, and on top of that, both these teams in their own respective classifications can easily make a run to the state tournament. Axel, they have had runner-up finishes at the sub-state championship the last 2 straight years. They fell against Hanover last year, 46-25. Valley Heights, they went to the state championship game as they beat Casey Christian 52-26 in their sub-state in 2A, but again, they lost against Pitt Colgan 41-37 in the first rounds of the state tournament. In just a little bit, we'll have the playing of the national anthem, so we'll step aside, and then we'll come right back. We'll give you starters, a little more pregame action, and then we'll get right into the tip-off, all here. 92.1 KMZA, it's the Valley Heights Mustangs taking on the Axel Eagles here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. KimeTS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center of Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, D.O.N. of Life Care Center of Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center of Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It takes the right financial partner. This is Nick Rencher with First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop by one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Land Radio.
Welcome back here at 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here our matchup is almost on the way. The Valley Heights Mustangs of Class 2A here hosting the Axel Eagles of Class 1A Division 2. It's girls basketball action here on 92.1 KMZA. They actually decide not to announce starters on the floor, so real quick, right to the stars both sides. Valley Heights, Ava Smith, Ava Mitten, Lindsay Gray, Kinsley Gillick, and Josie Parker. And for Axel, Ava Rochman, Reagan Hazenkamp, Natalie Stroppin, Maggie Stroppin, and Caitlin Detweiler. Here's the tip-off. Four quarters, 32 minutes of action on the way here on 92.1 KMZA. And it's Axel who start off with it. It's Caitlin Detweiler. Detweiler looks to her right side, passes to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp nearly loses the ball out of bounds, but keeps it alive. Detweiler, left side wing, inside the interior. Pop right back out to the top to Ava Rochman. Now getting swung around the perimeter here up to the top of the high key. It's to Caitlin Detweiler. Detweiler looks left, pass to the Haverkamp. Haverkamp back up top to Stroppin. Here's Natalie Stroppin. And pass from it from Maggie. And now the ball is loose. Rebound picked up after the missed shot by Detweiler. Axel here, second chance opportunity. Bridge the top of the three-point line. Going inside to Maggie Stroppin. And Maggie Stroppin loses the ball out of bounds. And the Axel Eagles turned the ball over on their first possession of the game. They took off 43 seconds off the clock there on that first possession. Could not buy a bucket. 7:13 left to go in the opening quarter. It's still a 0-0 game. Valley Heights with it down the court. It's Ava Smith, the first-team All-State player. Passes right side and sets the screen for senior teammate Ava Mitten. Now up to Lindsay Gray, back to Smith. She drives baseline, a short corner layup shot, and that will be missed. From Smith, ball is knocked out of bounds by the Mustangs. And now Axel will take back over, handling here a man-to-man pressure brought on by the Valley Heights Mustangs. We talked to head coach Jordan Rochman for the game. He said that's going to be the key to this matchup here, is applying pressure. As Mustangs had 14 steals against Marysville on Thursday last week. And here Detweiler is going to get called on a charge foul. That'll be her first foul of the game. And also the second turnover here for the Eagles. Back-to-back consecutive turnovers on offense. The Valley Heights Mustangs will take over. Still 0-0, 6:41 to go in the opening quarter. Down the court here, Lindsay Gray. Gray left side out to Smith. Smith drives inside the paint and tries to go on top of the Christmas tree, but could not drop the bucket. And there's going to be a jump ball on the floor. Possession arrows sticks here with the Valley Heights Mustangs. Mustangs, white tops, white bottoms with the purple lining and numerals. And Axel Eagles with the blue tops, blue bottoms, and the red lining and white numerals. Here's a three-pointer off the inbound play by Lindsay Gray. She misses it, but there's a rebound by Ava Smith. Ava Smith takes it right wing and passes it back left wing to Gray. Gray up to the top of the mitten. She loses the ball. It's loose on the ground, trying to pick up the cookie crumbs. And it's right back to the hands of Valley Heights. That's another turnover for Axel. And now underneath, an assist given Valley Heights goes up with it. It's Kinsey Killig, the 5'10" senior, and Valley Heights opens up the scoring in the first quarter. 6 minutes to go. It's 2-0. The Mustangs lead. Now Axel here on their third possession of the game offensively down the court. Detweiler out to Natalie Stroppen on the left near corner. Screen is set by Maggie Stroppen. Kicked up to the very top for a three-pointer, and it's missed by Ava Brossman. Rebounded and taken down the court by Ava Smith. Smith 1-on-1 on the layup. She misses it. And the rebound will be picked up by the actual Eagles. Is Reagan Hazekamp, who averaged 3 rebounds per game last season. She had 7 rebounds last Friday against Johnson Brock. Foul at half court. They call it against the Valley Heights Mustangs. It's against Mia Vermitten, the 5'7" senior, All-State mentioned from last season. Picks up her first foul of the game. 5:26 to go in the opening quarter. It's 2-0. Valley Heights leads, and here nearly another takeaway. Smith got her hand on it, pinballed around, and got back into the hands of Caitlin Detweiler. Now Axel with it in the front court. Short corner shot over the top of Smith by Natalie Stroppen, but she misses it. And the rebound picked up by Smith. Smith, 3 rebounds in this opening quarter. Only had 2 rebounds last week against Marysville. And that's going to be a quick turnover for Valley Heights as they head down the court. That's their second turnover of the quarter. Axel with 3 turnovers. Still no points here in quarter number 1. Reagan Hazenkamp hitting off the inbound. Full court, man-to-man pressure. Here applied by the Valley Heights Mustangs. Caitlin Detweiler breaking past it with her dribbling. She's 1-on-1 against Mia Vermitten. Passing out to the right wing. Now he's dropping back up top to the perimeter to Brockshaman. Now to Hazenkamp. Detweiler resets at the very top. She calls for a screen. She goes left of it. Here's driving inside. It is Detweiler, and she is fouled on the floor. I believe that'll get her an opportunity at the free throw line, and yes, it will. No better gift here. And some free shots at the free throw line. Axel still trying to get their first points up of the game. And Detweiler will do so from the free throw line. She had 5 points last Friday against Johnson Brock. She gets her first one in this contest. 2-1. Axel down by 1. 4:41 to go in the opening quarter. Detweiler is trying to make it a 2-2 game here. The sophomore, and she goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. It's 2-2. 4:40 to go in the opening quarter. Lindsey Gray down to Paige Miller. Miller drives inside, gets it out to Gillick. Gillick misses the easy shot underneath the basket, and it's rebounded by Caitlin Detweiler. Down the court, Natalie Stroppen. Now a short corner shot attempted by Hazenkamp. She misses. It's going to be offensively rebounded by Maggie Stroppen, and there's going to be a jump ball on the floor right after. Maggie Stroppen gets the offensive rebound. She passed the ball to her teammate, Hazenkamp, but then a quick attack by Gray, and that got the jump ball, but Axel keeps the possession. Throwing in from the baseline is Caitlin Detweiler. She gets it out to Brockshaman. Ava Brockshaman with it, and she is fouled on the right wing. Another foul here against Valley Heights Mustangs. Mia Vermitten, she's off the floor right now for Valley Heights, and she picked up 2 fouls already in the first 4 minutes of play. Lindsey Gray for Valley Heights, she just picked up her first foul. Axel inbounding from the right side boundary, getting it inside. Hazenkamp with it on the left wing. Up top to Detweiler. Detweiler's screen is set, pick and roll, but doesn't go that way. Here, right side, now he's Stroppen. Nice Stroppen his screen. She drives inside, kicks it back out. Ava Brockshaman, a three-pointer, but off the right of the iron, and the rebound picked up by Ava Smith. 4 boards in this first quarter for Ava Smith. 2-2, 3:48 to go in the opening quarter. We're still at a tied ball game. Valley Heights working with it. Lindsey Gray to her left side to Smith. Smith up to the top of the perimeter. Slight drive inside. Nudges it out left. Ball nearly turned over. Almost still for Axel. But Valley Heights keeps it going around the perimeter. A three-point shot by Lindsey Gray, and it's just over the top of the iron. And the rebound is picked up by Detweiler. Detweiler on the left side wing. Passes out to Haverkamp in the corner. She flashes out. Back to Struth in the top of the perimeter. And the Detweiler in a handoff. Screen is set by Maggie Stroppen. She's yet to get on the board yet. They are guarding her very well, the 6'1 sophomore. And this right now, this has been a chess match between these two teams defensively. They are playing to each other's strengths. And right here, Axel Eagles head coach Brad Brockshaman will call a timeout. It won't call a timeout as well. It's a 30-second timeout. 2:58 to go in the opening quarter. We're dead block at 2 apiece. Valley Heights against the Axum Eagles here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance. Local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance. The home team's pulling for you.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, I was right in my pregame. I said we're going to have a really great matchup, and so far we have 2:58 to go in the opening quarter. We're deadlocked at 2 apiece, Axel and Valley Heights. And your turnover after the inbound. Actually, they just called the timeout. Axel with the ball. Now he's dropping, throwing in to Maggie. Drops in on the baseline, low post, but it is taken away. But then Axel takes it right back. Now he's dropping. She is fouled right after the steal. And she'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. So Axel, so far, all their points have been at the free throw line. Last time up, Caitlin Detweiler, she was 2 for 2 at the line. Here's now Natalie Strothman. Her first shot is up and in. Nothing but net for Natalie Strothman. A first team Twin Valley League mention last year at All-State, I'll mention as well. She's a lone returning starter to last year's team. She averaged 10 points per game and 9 rebounds. Really a double-double in 2024, 2025. I'm sure she'll have some similar stats this year as well. As here she goes, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Natalie Strothman does 4 to 2. Axel now takes the lead for the first time in this game. Valley Heights with the ball now. Getting it inside of Josie Parker, and Parker is fouled. And she'll go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line. The foul is against Ava Brockstrom, the 5'9" sophomore, as she picks up her first foul of the game. Axel, 2 fouls here in this quarter. Valley Heights with 4. The next foul will put Axel on the line for a double bonus. Fouls reset at the end of each quarter. Once you get the 5, it's an immediate double bonus. Substitution coming in here for the Axel Eagles. Eliza Hazenkamp, the 5'7" senior. And from the free throw line, 1 for 2, goes Josie Parker. 4 to 3, 1-point lead here for Axel. 2:27 to go in the opening quarter. Axel driving the ball down the court. Here, Detweiler. Detweiler at least drops and misses it. Offensive rebound for the putback, but Hazenkamp misses. And now at least Strothman gets the putback. So Hazenkamp made the initial rebound, missed. Strothman made the second rebound, and she went in. 6 to 3, a 3-point lead, our largest of this game. Here for the Axel Eagles, 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Ava Smith looks quickly to respond. A short shot in front of the rim, and Smith is finally on the board. The first team all-leaguer from last year in the first team player at 17 points per game. Finally getting on the board here for the Mustangs. 6 to 5. Mustangs down by 1. 1:47 to go in the opening quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds on left boundary. High height. Here, trying not to let inbound for Axel. Axel's able to get it in from the quarter up to the top of the perimeter. Detweiler calls for a screen. Here, she'll drive off the left side of it, down the interior lane, and she is fouled on her way up. And right now, Axel, so far, they're doing a great job of doing one thing, and that's staying aggressive. Dribbling and driving and attacking the basket. And it's a fundamental thing that you can't forget in basketball games. And you can't forget in basketball. I mean, especially when scoring is tough, the easiest way to score is to just dribble, drive, and get fouled up to the free throw line. That's what a lot of coaches are going to tell you, and that's what Axel's done so far in this game. Right now, 5 for 5 at the free throw line. Axel is Detweiler. She's 3 for 3, and here she goes, 4 for 4. 2 for 2 on this attempt. 4 points now in the game for Caitlin Detweiler with 3 rebounds. It's 8 to 5, a 3-point lead back at it for the Axel Eagles. 1:37 to go in the opening quarter. Paige Miller dribbling and driving down the court, left lane. Now passing out around the perimeter here. Inside, dump off. Valley Heights with it. Back, kick it out to Smith. Smith, she drives inside. Does not go in to the drive, but is fouled. Will go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line. At the free throw line, Ava Smith. Coming in the game for substitution for Valiant, also Shelly Ekstrom, 5'7" junior, didn't have any points or rebounds. And Friday's game against Marysville, Ava Smith first shot up and out. Last time up was Jersey Parker. She missed her first but made her second. And near Ava Smith does the same. This is her first, makes her second, 8-6. 2-point lead for Axel, 1:17 to go in the first quarter. Axel handling the man-to-man pressure down the court. Caitlin Detweiler, the leading point guard from last year's team, returned here in 2025-2026. Axel, Hazenkamp at the top of the perimeter with it. Out to Detweiler. Transition. Ball loose on the baseline. Fighting for it. Ava Smith is going to be a jump ball. And the possession arrow changes. Axel turns the ball over. Their fifth time here in this quarter. Still with the lead, though, 8-6. Less than minutes to go in the first quarter. Ava Smith takes this down the court. Axel running a zone defense. Back up top to Josie Parker. Parker with it. The top of the Christmas tree. She passes it to her right side to Ava Smith. Smith drives inside and goes up for two. Ava Smith, 5 points in this opening quarter. Ties it 8-8. Axel, the quick transition down the floor, and a turnover for the Eagles. They're 6-1. Smith gets the steal. And it looks like a jump ball right after it. And that possession arrow, near with Axel. 8-all, 26 to go in quarter number one. Axel with it underneath the offensive glass. Inbounding into Strassen, now handed out to Detweiler. Detweiler at the top of the high key. He drives left, goes inside, just drop it. Drop it, just passes the ball behind her. No look style. Somehow finds a teammate. They kick it around the perimeter. Detweiler drives inside, but instead of taking it up on her own, she offers out to her teammate, and the ball gets swatted out of bounds. And there is some grunts from the purple crowd here on that decision. But here, Axel will keep it underneath the offensive glass with 9 seconds to go. Side of 8-8 in quarter one. Maggie's dropping, loses the ball, and then she recovers at the top of the perimeter. Inside drive and a missed shot here from Hazenkamp. But despite the miss, she's fouled and will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. So Eliza Hazenkamp, 5'7" senior. Here at the free throw line, her first shot is up and is good. Axel, in this first quarter, is an impressive 7 of 7 from the free throw line. Couldn't really have it any better. Here, the head coach, and here missing the next free throw shot is Hazenkamp. She goes 1 for 2. She had 2 points last Friday against Johnson Rock. Now 3 points on the season. Well, the quarter ends 9-8. Axel leads by 1 here over the Valley Heights Mustang. We're back in a quick 60 here on the NSC Sports Radio Network.
With steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, steel tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit steeldealers.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from steel.
Visit your local steel dealer, Heinen True Value Farm Supply on Main in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, we're back real quick because there's actually 0.5 seconds left. They just decided it, so we're going to have enough for the inbound at least. The ball is put inside, and now that ends the quarter here officially in I-2.1 KMZ. So, again, I had to get it back to see if anything crazy might happen in 0.5 seconds. Now we'll take an official 60-second break here on I-2.1 KMZ. Again, we enter the second quarter. Axel's ahead, 9-8 here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is proud to be recognized with the 2025 Performance Leadership Award for Excellence in Quality and Patient Perspectives. This national honor places NVCH among the top-performing rural hospitals in the country. Combined with our recognition as a top 20 critical access hospital, this award reflects our unwavering commitment to providing high-quality, compassionate care close to home. We thank our exceptional staff and the communities we serve for making this achievement possible. We're people you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
We welcome everyone back for the start of the second quarter here on 92.1 KNZA, 9-8. Axel leads by one here over the Valley Heights Mustangs. Mustangs with it, though. Meaver Mitten driving inside the lane and missing the layup shot. Rebound made by Detweiler at three rebounds in that first quarter. Now four in the game and 4 points. And she's 4-4 at the free throw line. Detweiler driving down the right side of the court here and passes back up to the top of the perimeter to her teammate. And Stroffen out to Brosterman. She misses. Detweiler tries to make the rebound putback. Could not get it to go in. And a rebound for the Mustangs down the court here. Lindsey Gray, after getting the defensive rebound for the Valley Heights Mustangs. And it looks like on the left side here, they're going to get Valley Heights on the SWAT out of bounds. So Axel take over, a turnover for the Valley Heights Mustangs. They're fifth of the half, 9-8. Axel up by one with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. And there's a foul on the floor against Mia Vermitten. So as soon as Mia Vermitten comes in, she's going to have to go out again. Vermitten, she's a key player here on this Mustangs team, but she already has three fouls here in this first half for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Axel with it. Almost a turnover. Smith got her hand in there at the top of the paint. But Axel still controls it. Here's left side wing. Pass up to Detweiler. Detweiler gets a screen four. Drives up to the right. Now back to the top of the perimeter, and the ball is taken away by Gillig. Her first steal of the game, and the seventh turnover for the Axel Eagles of the half. Still a one-point lead, 9-8-4, Axel. 6:35 to go in this second quarter. Ava Smith with the ball, top of the key, and she's going to say it'll travel. And Mia Vermitten finally comes out here. Again, heading to the bench with already three fouls in this first half, picks up two fouls in the first quarter, and picks up her third foul in just the first minute of quarter number two. We're at 6:30 left here, the half. 9-8, Axel with the ball and the lead. Detweiler driving right side, kicks out Ava Broxman. Here's a three-point shot, but it is off the iron and rebounded by Paige Miller. Her first rebound of the game and also of the season, and she had 8 points last Thursday against Marysville, but no boards. Ava Smith drives inside for Valley Heights, and then a turnover. She tries to pass it out to Gillig, but Gillig just couldn't get her hands wrapped around on the ball. Mustangs already had two turnovers in the second quarter. Six, here on the game. 6 minutes to go in quarter two, 9-8. Still a lead here for Axel of one. Detweiler working one-on-one against Paige Miller. She takes it down the court. Man-to-man pressure, and Valley Heights comes up with it. The steal by Miller. And then Valley Heights missing an easy layup by Smith. Detweiler takes it over on the defensive rebound. Quickly down the court. Hazenkamp in the left corner. Now back up to Detweiler. She drives from the left wing inside against Smith. And they're going to get a foul against David Smith. She'll turn to the bench side and look at her coach. And that will be her first foul of this game for David Smith. 5 points, five rebounds, and a steal for Smith. Her first foul pickup as well. Two fouls in this quarter for Valley Heights. None for Axel yet so far. They've stayed very clean and out of foul trouble. But here, Axel, they turn the ball over the top of the key. A steal for Lindsey Gray, then, right as after I say it. Axel's been pretty clean from fouls. Well, I guess that's the announcer's jeeks. There's their first foul coming right up. They called against Axel's Natalie Stroffen. That's her first foul of the game. 9-8, Axel still leads by one. 5:30 to go in this second quarter. Paige Miller taking it down the court. Axel in the 2-3 zone, and then they're going to call Paige Miller on a travel. So that's three turnovers in this quarter for Valley Heights. They only have four turnovers the entirety of quarter number one, and just not even 3 minutes into the second quarter, already at three turnovers. Well, now there's a large full-court pressure here by Valley Heights, trying to get a turnover. Axel's able to break it with Natalie Stroppin. She drives inside the paint, kicks out. Ava Brockstrom, three-point shot over the iron. Avery Brooklyn picks it up underneath the basket at the miss three, and she is fouled. In hindsight 2020, you probably don't foul someone who is a foot underneath the glass on the other side of the basket. But regardless, Avery Bushing will go up and shoot two, and she hits her first one. That is Avery Bushing's first point of this season. One of the lone seniors here on this Axel team, a 5'5" senior. Her first shot and her second shot go right on in. Axel has only missed one free throw shot in this game. They are absolutely outstanding. They're 11 of 12. It is 11 to 8 right now with 5 minutes to go in this first half. Lindsey Gray driving inside the paint for Valley Heights, but not able to get the putback. And then a foul as soon as Axel. No, excuse me, they're going to say the ball knocked out of bounds by Valley Heights, so Axel has it underneath their defensive basket. Substitution for the Axel Eagles, bringing in Caitlin Detweiler back into the game, the leading point guard here of this unit, as right now, again, trying to break up a full-court pressure against Valley Heights. Axel does so. Ava Brockman inside to Maggie Stroppin, and Maggie Stroppin, the All-State player here, finally getting her first point in this game. She had 15 points last Friday, her first points in this match against Valley Heights. And second foul coming up here against Natalie Stroppin. Just working a little too aggressively against Lindsey Gray on the top left wing. 13-8, 5-point lead for Axel, their largest of this match. 4:34 to go in this second quarter. Again, Valley Heights won this game last year. Axel trying to turn it. There's a 3-point shot by Lindsey Gray. It's off the iron, and it's rebounded by Stroffman. Maggie Stroffman. Abra Brashman inside. Natalie Stroffman. A fast break. Not able to put it in for two, though. Abra Brashman, she missed the putback. After the rebound, and Axel still has it. And that's one thing, actually. They've been given a lot of second-chance opportunities, but it's about executing them. Kaylin Detweiler, underneath the glass on the left side here. She'll turn it, throw it up over the very top to Avery Bussing. Bussing passes behind her to Detweiler. Detweiler jumps, stops at the top of the key, misses the straightaway shot. It's picked up by Josie Parker, and Parker gets the assist. That's down the court. Lindsey Gray goes down for two. Quick little fast break action. Valley Heights now only down by three. 13-10. 3:50 to go in quarter number two. Axel with the lead and the ball. Maggie Stroffman throws it left side to Avery Bussing on the wing. Here, reset back up to the top of the perimeter with Caitlin Detweiler. Detweiler looks inside the paint to Stroffman. Stroffman kicks it out back to Detweiler. She misses the 3-point shot. And then foul underneath the basket is Abram Rockstrom on the putback. She was not able to get it to go in, but she will get two shots at the free throw line, and Axel continues to get himself up to the free throw line. Axel, so far, they have been very excellent from the free throw line. And that continues through with Abram Rockstrom. And that's five different players, in this game here for Axel that have went up to the charity line. And they have taken six total trips. So six shot fouls in this first half for Valley Heights. David Brockman, she goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. It's back to a 5-point game, 15-10. Axel leads by 5, 3:31 to go in the first half. Lindsey Gray taking the ball down the court. Head coach Jordan Brockman calls his very first timeout of the game, 15-10. A 5-point lead for Axel with 3:29 to go here in the second quarter. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Panzaland Radio.
Live down here in Blue Rapids, Kansas at Valley Heights High School. 3:29 to go in the second quarter. It's 15-10. The Axel Eagles of Class 1A Division 2, 8-5 here over the Class 2A Valley Heights Mustangs. The first quarter ended 9-8 with the Axel League. And since Axel took the lead, they haven't been too particularly kind to give it back up. And here they'd like to continue to stay in that rhythm. Valley Heights, though, with the ball after the first timeout taken by head coach Jordan Rushman. Valley Heights works with it. Lindsey Gray passes into Paige Baylor at the top of the key. Pass right back out to Gray. Gray off from the kickout, three-pointer, misses it. And the rebound picked up by Detweiler. And then a steal on the floor, but taken right back to Axel. To both teams back and forth to each other. Season of giving. Axel with it. Maggie dropped it, looking on the interior. Off a pass, ball nearly goes out of bounds, saved by Avery Brookman, then finally turning it over out of bounds. Well, lots of turnovers there on the floor, and now here at Valley Heights, with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter with the ball, down by 5, 15-10. Paige Miller walking up down the court here, getting out to Josie Parker. Parker drives left side, quick kick out to Gray. Gray, a fast slicer inside to Miller, but unfortunately, just about a foot off on the pad. Ball nearly turned over as Ellie's dropping gets her hands on it. But unfortunately for Axel, dropping loses her grip on the ball. And that will stay inside of the Mustangs' possession. Edge Miller throwing it in on the right side on the baseline over the top. And there's going to be a timeout here by head coach Jordan Brockman. Brockman not liking the inbound setup he had. 2:43 to go in the second quarter. We got a 30-second timeout. We'll take it here as well. 15-10. Axel leads. 2:43 to go in the second quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255. For a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
We welcome you back on 92.1 KMZ after Jordan Brockman, the Valley Heights head coach, second time out of the quarter. 2:35 to go in the second. 15-10. Axel leads by 5. Valley Heights with the ball. Josie Parker driving left lane and is fouled before she went up to take her shot. So it'll be another inbound play here for Valley Heights. That's where Jordan Brockman called his timeout, was on the last inbound play to get it corrected. Now he's dropped it here. Comes off to the bench. No substitute. Aim for her, Lisa Hazenkamp. Here with it is Sally Heights off the inbound. Ball gets loose, but after the unjammed, Tessa Biggin comes up with it for the Mustangs. So Valley Heights back in control with it. Left side wing, Lindsey Gray drives in and kicks out, but it's stolen by Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp down the floor, misses. I'm not sure if that was a shot or a pass off of, regardless, misses it. It's kicked back out to the perimeter. Maggie Stropson has it underneath the basket. The ball's rolling around all over the floor, and they're going to get a jump ball. So again, I'm going back to that. I'm not sure if that was an intensive pass or just a really light shot by Hazenkamp. But here, Axel still has it with Caitlin Detweiler underneath the offensive glass for Axel. Under 2 minutes to go, 15-10. Axel leads here in the second quarter with the ball. Ellie Stropson goes into Maggie Stropson. She turns and boxes out her defensive player, but unfortunately not able to go in for two. Rebound by Valley Heights, taking it down the court quickly. And then Detweiler picks up the rebound. It's a missed shot by the Valley Heights Mustangs. Back and forth we go. Axel back with it. Here on offense. Now he's dropping, drives inside, drives over to the defender, but could not get the shot to go in. Tessa Bigham gets the rebound. And now Paige Miller takes this one down the floor. She drives right side, and she goes in down the candy cane lane. for Paige Miller. Her first points of the game. It's also to a three-point contest. 15-12, 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Bucknell's 3 points. Both teams have not hit a three-pointer yet. It's been kind of a tough shooting game, all defense. And they're not going to travel here right side from Axel. Caitlin Detweiler on the wing. Picked the ball up too quick after removing the pivot foot off the ground. We're at 57.2 seconds to go in this first half. 15-12, Axel leads by 3. Last time this game was tied up was at 8-8. Valley Heights could do it here with a three-pointer, or at least draw it to a closer one possession game, but ball's loose in the key, and it looks like another jump ball. Possession stays here with Valley Heights. So staying in control is going to be a massive adjustment here as we get into the second half. Keeping control of the basketball, not losing it in your hands. But also, here mostly, just being able to finish is massively important as well. Paige Miller, here from the inbound on the baseline, back to back up to the backcourt. Lindsey Gray has it at the top of the arc. She goes to her left side. She passes right to Parker. Parker out to Miller. Miller's screen is set. She drives left, and she goes just over the top of the rim. And the rebound is picked up by Maggie Stroff in her fifth board of the half. Hazen Camp goes quickly down the floor. She gets it to Brockman, and Brockman, oh, they're going to say a jump ball. She went in for two, but instead of the foul, they say jump ball. Axel has it. 21 seconds to go. Up by 3, 15-12 here in quarter number 2. Detweiler gets the pass into Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp with it. Slides up to her left. Inside she goes. Maggie's dropping against the defender. Could not get it to go in. Goes and attacks her own rebound and knocks the ball out of bounds. 11.5 seconds to go in the second quarter. Valley Heights could tie it with a 3 here to end the half. They're down by 3, 15-12. Lindsey Gray, attack. Inside. Spins around, and I'm not sure if that was, again, a shot or a pass. It could have went either way. Regardless, airmailed out of bounds. And it is 1.6 seconds left to go here in this quarter. Detweiler chucks one deep, but it is denied by the volleyball net. Or past the volleyball season, but the net still gets in the way. That's the end of our first half. 15-12. Axel of Class 1A Division 2 lead by 3 here over the Valley Heights Mustangs of Class 2A. We got about 10 minutes until the start of the second half here on 92.1 KMGA. Be sure to stay tuned in. Here we have our halftime show coming up all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule, last class not offered on your campus, simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. You're 92.1 KMZA. You're tuned in for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home. Across from that, online at highlandcc.edu. We got about 7 minutes until we start the second half here on the MSC Sports Radio Network between the Valley Heights Mustangs and the Axel Eagles here in the girls' basketball game. We got a little bit of a late start here of our boys' contest right after, but again, running through this girls' game so far, Axel, they lead by 3, 15-12. They led by 1 coming out of the first quarter, 9-8. They outscored Valley Heights in quarter 2, 6-4. It has been a low-scoring affair. These two teams, they're playing so defensively well against each other, especially against each other's All-State players. Axel only has right now 6 points combined total between their two All-State players from last year. Valley Heights, they only have 5 points total from their two All-State players from last year. Ava Smith with 5 points, 5 rebounds. Ava Mitten, no points, no rebounds, as she had to take to the bench as she finished with 3 fouls in that first half. So she's in foul trouble, and she couldn't stay on that floor. So, again, that's a tough thing in basketball. You're a top player. We saw it last Friday as an example in our matchup against Neoha Central and Centralia. Putson Alderson, when he went out early, you could just see kind of, you know, a different level of play on the floor. You take out a player who's an All-State caliber guy, and here you kind of pertain that to this girls matchup. You lose a player like Mia Vermitten, and it puts a lot on the weight and shoulders of Ava Smith, who still, again, had a good first half, but all of her stats came from the first quarter. All 5 points and all 5 rebounds. She was shut down all quarter number two, where Axel had 2 points from Maggie Strupp in quarter two, and 4 points from Natalie Strupp in quarter number one. Maggie Stropton finished with 5 rebounds despite only 2 points. And Stropton, Natalie Stropton, she finished with 1 board as well. Looking at the stats a little deeper, though, Axel, 17 rebounds, Valley Heights only 9. Valley Heights 4 steals. Axel, 10 turnovers, Mustang 9. But the main biggest differential in this game, the biggest decider as of right now, it's been the aggressiveness of Axel. Their willingness to dribble and drive and just take shots inside of the paint and draw fouls. And that's why this game is staying competitive in the sense for Axel is they are pretty aggressive. They're keeping up tempo. They're breaking the press. They're getting down the floor. They're going inside. Now, from the general field, Axel is not shooting very well at all. Both teams are not shooting very well at all. But from the free throw line specifically, Axel is 11 of 12. And that's why it's so important that, you know, you kind of really beat into your players' heads that the free throw line is the best place to get points. And you see a lot of teams that get maybe 15, 20 shots at the free throw line in a game, and, you know, they go 50% or they go 25%. But when you can have a team go nearly 100% from the free throw line and you get those 15 to 20 shots, that's 15 to 20 points that you have on the board. And those are sometimes the deciders of games when you look back on it. And that's the case right now for Axel. They're going to continue, when they step into the second half, to keep that mindset, to keep that motto. Keep driving, keep being aggressive, keep fighting inside and drawing fouls. For Valley Heights, you basically want to stop fouling. You want to stop allowing those kind of easy points from the free throw line. You want to be able to keep your top players out there on the court. You want to be able to keep Smith and Vermitten, the 1-2-punch combo, the cookies and milk there, out on the floor. You want to be able to keep them for this matchup because, again, this is a tight game. This is a game that comes down to your top players, to the ones that, you know, that are really going to make that big difference in this game. But then you kind of look a little along from that, some players that, you know, kind of first year in the season or letter winners from last year. Caitlin Zetweiler for Axel, she's had a phenomenal game as a 5'5" sophomore. A freshman from last year, she's at 7 rebounds, 4 points, 4 points at the free throw line. She's doing absolutely phenomenal. And again, you look over for Valley Heights, their scoring is also kind of disevenly spread out with Ava Smith with 5, Lindsay Beer with 2, Kinsey Gillig with 2, Josie Parker with 1, Tessa Biggum with just a rebound, and Paige Miller with 2 points and a rebound. So you go into quarter number 3, and you start the second half, there's going to be a lot of adjustments on both sides. And they're both going to start with offensive adjustments. Defensively, both teams are playing great, and there's not much you want to really complain about defensively. But it's about the offense. It's about executing shots, finishing shots, taking easier shots. I mean, it kind of all goes to shots. Shots to the basket, getting easier goals to hit, and that is what both teams are going to try to make when it comes to the adjustment of half number two. It's a low-scoring game. It went 15-12. It was still in single digits, exiting the first quarter, 9-8, the actual Sulfur lead. It went down 2-0 to start the game, and since then, it's been all Axel. So, as we continue to pace our way through this game, it's going to be a testament. Who is going to hit that first three-point shot? Who's going to really unseal the basket from the field for their team? And I think that's what's really going to come down in this game, is whatever team gets on fire is going to be able to take that spark and make it into a bonfire here in the second half. So that's going to be really exciting to see. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We're back here to start the second half. Again, it's our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from set, online at highlandcc.edu. Axel leading 15-12 over Valley Heights.
Stay healthy this holiday season. The holidays are right around the corner. As we gather with family and friends, it's important to stay healthy. Protect yourself and your loved ones by practicing good hand hygiene and getting your flu shot. But if you do find yourself feeling under the weather, don't worry. Sabetha Family Practice is here to help. Call them today at 785-284-2141. We're committed to care.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business.
Gotcha.
And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
We're back here for the start of quarter number three, 16 minutes, two quarters to go here of action on 92.1. KMGA Valley Heights with it. Rebounded offensively by Ava Smith, struggled for a putback, ball lost on the floor, and it's going to be a turnover here to start the second half for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Smith now with six rebounds on this game, and looks like Valley Heights is actually going to drop out of the man-to-man full court pressure. Instead, here they'll opt to drop into a zone, a 1-3-1 zone. So kind of an interesting defensive adjustment here from Valley Heights' side. That's really just because Axel has been doing so great driving inside and getting buckets, but here they do it on their first possession. Ava Rochman goes in for two. 17-12, a 5-point lead for Axel. 7 minutes to go in this quarter number three. Valley Heights with it. Smith at the top of the perimeter. She drives inside to the right, switches out to Gillig. Gillig to Gray. Gray looking into the interior, top high post, and then bounce back up to the top, and that's a 3-pointer hit by Josie Parker, and we get our first three-pointer of the game, and Josie Parker hits it. It's our first three-pointer of the season, and now Axel will try to respond with a three. Caitlin Zatwyman, she misses the mark by a long shot. It's airmail, and it's now 17-15. Now a high three takes over. 6:43 to go in the third quarter. Meaver Mitten back in this game here for Valley Heights. She passes it out to the short corner for Gray, but Gray misses the easy bucket. And the rebound is picked up by Maggie Stropman. Down the court, Detweiler. Detweiler to Natalie Stropman. Natalie Detweiler to Brockman. Brockman to Natalie. Natalie driving inside. A flick of the wrist to the basket, but misses a shot for Mitten. Down the court quickly. Her first rebound of the game, and out the fast break. Valley High finds the point. Josie Parker, 4-2, 17 all. Real quick, I just want to mention, I'm wearing my Santa hat. I do it all December for basketball games, and I have been waved at by so many kids around here. It's absolutely awesome down here at Valley High. Quick turnover, though. Josie Parker takes it over off the steal. Valley High, three-pointer. Here's Remit, and she misses it. But picking up the rebound is Josie Parker. It's reset back up to the very top of the perimeter. Ava Smith, screen is set, drives inside the candy cane lane, and misses the shot. The ball goes out of bounds, and Axel will take over. 17-all, 5:40 to go in this third quarter. Not sure if the kids here think I'm Santa or not, but maybe they think I'm one of his elves. Again, I'm not too sure, but again, love having all the kids coming up being saying hi right in front. It's been pretty fun. Here now, Axel with the ball. Natalie Strothman throws into Maggie Strothman, and Maggie just off the top of the tree. Could not put it in. Rebound by Gray. Gray takes it down the court into her fast break for almost two, but Gray missed the easy bucket. Wide open underneath the basket, but could not finish. Now he's dropped and made the rebound. Caitlin Zettler has it on the left wing. Detweiler passes it out to Maggie. How do you like it for Detweiler? Detweiler to Natalie at the very top of the perimeter. Natalie left back to Detweiler. Swung around the perimeter, back out left to Rosterman, and that is a three-pointer. An ornament for Axel, excuse me, Caitlin Detweiler hitting the three-pointer. Her first three of the game here. Valley High tries to respond to three as well. Josie Parker, a miss. Excuse me, that was Ray who attempted the three-pointer. Parker tried to come in for the rebound. And ball was knocked at a bounce, or excuse me, a personal foul will stay on the floor. It's against Ava Broxton. That is her third foul. She's got a foul in every quarter so far. She'll go to the bench for Axel. But Axel has the three-point lead, 20-17. Ava Smith off the inbound play, though. Goes up and in for a two. Smith with 7 points here to lead the Mustangs here in the scoring. 20-19, Axel up by one. 4:14 to go in the third quarter. Axel with it. Natalie and tries to kick it out. The ball is knocked out of her hands, but just hit off her fingertips on its way out of bounds. So Axel, that's the turnover. Valley Heights takes back over. Axel had 10 turnovers roughly in that first half. Paige Miller taking it down the court, passes left to Josie Parker inside the wing. And Parker is fouled on the floor. They'll call it against Natalie Strothman. And Natalie will have to come out of game here. She has 3 fouls on the floor. So you'll want to save a player like her. And Ava Rockman will step in. Rockman, the one who went off the bench with 3 fouls, she's in here for the Axel Eagles. Ivermitten on the inbound play for Valley Heights. Gets it into Paige Miller. Miller looking to her right off the pass to Gillick. But Gillick could not go up and in with it. Brockman made the rebound. And the ball is on the floor. And they're going to say the last one that touches Caitlin Detweiler. The crowd's getting a little excited. Valley Heights a chance to take the lead for the first time since the first quarter. 3:53 to go in quarter three. Gillick off the inbound misses it. Another easy bucket miss from Valley Heights. And Strothman with the board. 20-19. 1 point lead for Axel with less than 4 minutes to go in the third. Rockerman and Smith gets the steal. She's down the court. 1-on-2. Can she go up with it? No, she cannot. But the rebound's by Mia Vermitten. On the top left wing. Passes down to Miller. Miller, Gillick. They don't call a foul, but she misses the shot. It's returned out beyond the perimeter and a missed three from Miller. And Detweiler takes over off the rebound for Axel. So a lot of missed opportunities here for both teams. Shooting has been a problem on both sides. It is 20-19. Axel's head coach Brad Rockman calls the timeout. That's a 1 point lead at 20-19 with 3:09 to go in quarter number three. We're back in the quick 30 here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Kansaland Radio.
We welcome you back to the third quarter action here on 92.1 KMZA. Valley Heights, Axtell with the one-point lead, 20-19 girls basketball, 3 minutes to go in the third. Axtell turns the ball over in the front court, and here's a fast break down the floor, and Smith goes in for two, and now Valley Heights has finally taken the lead for the first time since the beginning of the game. They took the 2-0 lead, 21-20. 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Axtell with it, down by one. Natalie driving inside, spins around, flips it out. Beyond the perimeter, inside, back with it is Sprockshaven. Back out now on a kick out to Detweiler. And now to the corner for a three-point shot. It's made by Ava Brockshaven. Brockshaven a three to take the lead. And Axtell back up on top by two, 23-21, two to go here in the third quarter. Lizzie Parker, inside drive, loses the ball. They're going to have a block here for Axtell. Valley Heights in the possession, back over to the Axtell Eagles. Axtell, Detweiler on the left side. He takes a dribble step inside, flips out left, back up to Detweiler now. Detweiler, she sees the opening for a three, misses it, and the rebound is Paige Miller, but Smith is down the floor. No one's there to guard her, and she goes in for two. Well, everyone was focusing on the rebound. Smith was already down on the offensive side of the floor. And that was a quick transition point. Smith, great job keeping her head up. She gets the assist. 23-all. Valley Heights ties it. They get a foul on the floor against Valley Heights' Ava Smith. Ava Smith, that is her third foul of the game. Josie Parker, she steps out of the contest here, and Tessa Bigham will come in. 23-all, 1:24 to go in the third quarter. Axtell has it on their offensive glass. Upside throw in, Detweiler. Havens can't, not able to put it in. Hazenkamp, excuse me. And rebounds by Gray, now down the floor. She's sick, and Smith is fouled her way up. And Smith will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. David Smith, 1 for 2 at the line tonight. Valley Heights' his first trip to the free throw line in the second half. David Smith misses her first shot. The last time up, she missed her first and made her second. So a second time's a charm here for Ava Smith, and that would be the case. Ava Smith, 5 points in the first half, 7 points in half number two. She had 12 points against Marysville. She's already got 12 against here, Axtell. 24-23, Valley Heights back out in front. 1 minute to go in the third. And they're going to get a foul on the floor against, I believe, Axtell. And they do. They called against Reagan Hazenkamp. It's her first personal of the game. Resetting the clock to 1 minute, 2 seconds. After the third quarter, Valley Heights looking to extend this lead up by one, 24-23. Our largest lead is in two tonight. Here they can make it three. Ray brings it out to the perimeter. Now right side wing, top to Smith. Smith on the inside take, misses the shot. It's rebounded by Vermitten, and now another rebound by Bigham. And they call it a jump ball. Valley Heights will retain the possession, they'll turn it over for their fifth turnover of the quarter, and Axtell takes over 40 seconds to go in quarter three, down by one, 24-23. Natalie out to Ava Brockshaven, a three-point shot, but missed. Detweiler picks up the rebound, and then the ball is knocked out of bounds on the right boundary, and they say the last one to touch it was Tessa Bigham. 5'9" junior, and Axtell has it on the right boundary. Tossed in from Detweiler. Natalie to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp driving, picks out left inside the key, up to the top of the perimeter. Now left corner, Brockman, she attempts another three. That got too long, but rebounded and picked up by Hazenkamp. Here's another three, this one by Detweiler. She misses, and she'll try to retrieve it down the court. But as she does, she touches the out-of-bounds line when grabbing the ball. That'll be a turnover. And now it's Valley Heights with 7 seconds to go in the third. Lindsay Gray stuck on the three-pointer, can't take it. Instead, she offs to her teammate, Miller, who attempts it and will miss it. And that'll end the third quarter. But Valley Heights has reclaimed the lead here over the Axel Eagles. It's 24-23. We got one quarter left to go of action here on 92.1 KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
We enter the final quarter of regulation in our low-scoring matchup, 24-23. Valley Heights over the Axel Eagles. Valley Heights here with the inbound, the right boundary. Mia Vermitten here to inbound it to Lindsay Gray. Valley Heights, their largest lead has been 2 today. That was when they started the game 2-0 up on Axel. They took the lead for the first time in the third quarter since that first. Here, right now with it, Valley Heights. Smith passes up to Josie Parker. Parker misses a three-point shot, and Maggie gets the rebound. Maggie Sloppin picks up the board for her eighth of the game, and now Axel has a chance to respond and take the lead. Natalie with it on the right wing, a 1-3-1 zone here by Valley Heights. And instead, Natalie's dropping. Instead of driving inside, she opts for the three-pointer, and Natalie drops in the candy in the Christmas stocking. Three threes in this half for Axel. They're up 26-24, and they get the steal. It's Natalie right back to Axel. They take the lead, 26-24, 7 to go in this fourth and final quarter. Bounce around, another three-pointer loaded up here for Axel and Hazekamp, but she misses. Gillig gets the rebound, and then afterwards stolen by Hazekamp down the floor. So Axel back in control. Lynn Detweiler attempts a three-point shot, misses it wide, but is able to recover it before it heads out of bounds and throws it back into her teammate, Hazenkamp, and then there is an immediate foul on the floor to follow after. 26-24, Axel up by 2. Mia Vermitten now with 4 fouls on the game. And at this point, again, you just ride her out here. Your all-state player from last season with 4 fouls on the floor. Vermitten had 4 rebounds in the third quarter. Didn't have anything in the first or second, and she was out in foul trouble. 26-24. Axel with a 2-point lead. 6:30 to go in the fourth quarter. Axel with it on the corner right side, and it looks like might just get a jump ball, and they will. They're going to say no jump ball, actually. They confirmed the call as the ball going out of bounds, but they'll say it's against Valley Heights. So Axel has it from the inbound. Natalie to Detweiler. Detweiler to Bussing. Bussing back to Detweiler at the very top of the perimeter. Rotate around, left side corner, inside, baseline, and Maggie. She kicks it back out. Rossman takes the three. It's off the top of the rim, and it's picked up by Detweiler. She looks inside, and now another jump baller. No, they'll say a travel. They get that against Ava Smith as soon as she picks the ball up. So the ball continues to stay with Axel on the far side of the floor. Right now I'm looking at the floor vertically and not horizontally. I'm right now at the Axel backcourt facing the floor. Here, Axel with the ball. Left side wing, Detweiler. Detweiler, so now he's dropping on the right wing. Natalie drives inside, kicks out, top perimeter. Swing back to Natalie. Natalie steps inside, drives, flips it back, out of three by Detweiler. She misses. It's rebounded, and Natalie could not get the put back, but Maggie gets the rebound, and there's a foul by Ava Smith at the top for three shots. So three opportunities there for Axel. They come up short, but Hazenkamp might have a chance to make it worthwhile. She'll go up to the free throw line and shoot three. Hazenkamp hits her first, and now both Ava Smith and Neva Minton are in foul trouble. Two All-State players for Valley Heights. And four fouls on the court. There is movement. Valley Heights forgetting that there's three shots here for Hazenkamp, but Hazenkamp does miss her second shot. Hazenkamp. Here at the free throw line. Hit her first, missed her second. Here's her third shot. It is up and it is good. She goes. And outstanding. Two for three. Now the largest lead here for the second largest lead here for Axel, up by four, 28-24. 5:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Valley Heights has control of the ball. Smith out to the Menman, up to Miller. Miller passing back to Parker. Parker driving right side, goes over an Axel defender, but then it is rebounded by Detweiler after the missed shot to the basket. Detweiler, Natalie. Natalie inside, rotating around, and the ball is nearly stripped away by Smith and is picked back up by Detweiler. Roshman takes the three, goes inside to Maggie, rotated back around. Natalie still took a three-pointer down the left wing, in and out of the bucket, picked back up underneath the basket by Detweiler, and she is fouled, and this is huge. Who had this foul? And it is against the Invermitten. So one of the All-State players fouling out here for Valley Heights. There's only one remains on the floor with Ava Smith. And Axel continues to have success with what they've done today. Drive to the basket and get fouled. And that is what has of right now earned them the lead in this game. And a potential victory if they can hold on. But here, Detweiler, she goes 0-for-2 for the first time tonight. Any actual Eagle player has went 0-for-2 at the line. Rebound was by Miller. And now here, Valley Heights with it, down by 4, 28-24, 4:40 to go in the fourth quarter. And Smith is fouled on the baseline after going up in for two. So it's a put or an and-one opportunity, a three-point play for Ava Smith. Smith, and one goes, and good. 28-27, one-point lead for Axel with 4:42 to go in the fourth. Detweiler taking the trip down the court with the ball. Valley Heights now options here to the man-to-man. Can be still in the zone, actually. 1-3-1. It's been working so far here against Axel, but Texas made a lot of three-pointers in this second half. They've made three so far. Rochman thinks about taking one up to the right wing, but instead she takes a step and travels. That'll be a turnover. 4:16 to go in the fourth. Valley Heights can take the lead here, down by one, 28-27. Miller flashes out left to her teammate Gray. Bigham back to Miller as she drives inside right lane. Missed the pass to her teammate, and actually, I will maintain the possession here, and Smith will be fouled again after going up with it. And checking who the foul is on here. His second foul against Maggie Stroppin. And Ava Smith will go up to the line to shoot two. She has a chance to take the lead here. The first shot goes in. This is Ava Smith's fourth time up to the free throw line so far. four. Shot's been made, and that time she goes 2 for 2. Ava Smith now helps the Valley Heights Mustangs take the lead by one. 29-28, 3:50 to go in the fourth. Axel with it. That's a great stop. Roxas has got a straightaway shot! And a Christmas cookie for Ava Broxman. 2 threes and a half. Fan Sally Heiser small with their own three by Gray. She misses it. And then a jump ball on the floor. And the jump ball will stay with Sally Heiser. So 31-29, a two-point lead for Axel. 3:30 to go in the fourth. Valley Heights can tie it or take the lead here on this possession. Gray on the inbound. Here's Paige Miller. She can flip the page and they're scoring. And yes, she does. The crowd gets excited as Gray slices the three. 32-31. Valley Heights takes the one-point lead with 3:13 to go in the fourth. Axel flips the ball underneath the basket. It's loose and there's another jump possession. Axel will keep it underneath their offensive glass. Kaylin Detweiler on the baseline, tosses it over the top to Natalie Stroppin. Natalie out to Ava Broxman, takes the three, drops to her right, takes a long two-pointer from the right elbow and misses. Miss gets the rebound, and now she takes the ball down the court. Left side, low to Gray. Gray's in for three! Valley High checking the holes. Both teams have shot three threes here in this second half compared to the first half, where both teams shot none. Valley Heights has their largest lead now, 35-31. And as soon as Axel has it down the court, well, actually they'll say Axel keeps it. Ball swatted out of bounds, lead by Josie Parker. 2:32 to go in the fourth. 35-31, Valley Heights leads. Natalie Stroppin on the right corner. Drops back, thinks about the three, stuck on the pivot foot, goes inside to Maggie. The ball is loose and taken away by Smith. Smith, down the floor, one-on-one, to her teammate, and fouled. And just like that, all the Waves' momentum has found its way to Valley Heights. Valley Heights has struggled shooting this entire game. They have found the recipe here in this fourth, as well as that third quarter. Fourth foul also, by the way, against Reagan Hazenkamp. First free throw shot by Gray is made. Her second one is up and out and rebounded by Detweiler. So Gray goes 1 for 2 at the free throw line. Detweiler has it, getting down the court, 1-on-1 against Parker. Detweiler kicks out to the left corner. Back to Detweiler. Detweiler, right foot inside the arc and a drive back out. She's set for a pick and roll on the interior and there's a foul on the floor. They'll call against Valley Heights. So 1:59 to go here in the fourth quarter. 36-31, a 5-point lead for Valley Heights. Their largest lead of the game. They're pulling away here in the fourth. That timeout is called by head coach Brad Roshman of the Axel Eagles. It's a full timeout. We'll take the timeout as well. 1:59 to go in the fourth quarter. 36-31, Valley Heights ahead. It's been impressive. 3-point shooting here for the Mustangs on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Durier, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 36-31, a five-point lead for Valley Heights. Their largest of the game. Right after the inbound, they get a foul against the Valley Heights Mustangs. It's going to go against Tessa Bigham. It's her third foul. So a big thing right here for Valley Heights. You definitely don't want your other star player, Ava Smith, to foul. Already Mia Vermitten here on the bench, fouling out in the early going of the fourth quarter. Maggie Strawson at the free throw line, though, in the double bonus. She goes up and hits her first shot. Axel, they went 11 of 12 in the first half at the free throw line. But here they haven't quite had that success. They've missed three free throw shots in the second half. Maggie, she made her first. You're missing the second. But a roy whistle here on the court. And it looks like someone stepped inside too early for Valley Heights. So a reshot will be on the way for Maggie Stroppin. So again, she made her first. She gets the second shot. She'll have another chance. She doesn't hit it. And on the floor, Detweiler picks it up off the rebound and hits it off the leg of Ava Smith. Axel will keep the possession. 36-32. 4-point lead for Valley Heights. 1:54 to go in the fourth. Maggie gets it in on the rebound. Excuse me. Yes, Maggie. Puts it up to Detweiler. Detweiler, Maggie at the top right elbow, dumps it off to her teammate. Ball's loose on the ground. Who's going to get it? There's a jump ball. Possession arrow here in the Valley Heights Mustang. Keep in mind, folks, no shot clock down here in Blue Rapids, Valley Heights. So you can hold the ball as long as you want in the sense of not having to take a shot. 35-second shot clock ruined. High school, if you, of course, have the shot clock at your place. All Valley Heights has to do is maintain control and hold on the ball and wait till they get fouled here. They do not have to make the first move. Smith holds it at half court with 1:17 to go. Smith drives left side, pivot, jump stops, and passes it back to Gray. Gray to Pickle. Pickle holds on to the ball. And throws it inside to Paige Miller, and Pickham gets the assist. Miller in for two. It's now 38-32, a six-point lead, largest of the night for Valley Heights. They pull away with a minute to go. And Axel responds. Here, left side, Rochman unleashes a three. It's off the top of the rim. And it goes out of bounds. But I think the last one to touch it was Valley Heights. It is. And I think Axel will call a timeout here, and they will. We'll keep it here on the floor with 45.3 seconds to go. It's a full 60. 38-32. Valley Heights up by 6. Their largest lead. Our halftime score was 15-12. Axel is up by 3. But Valley Heights has scored an impressive 26 points here in the second half. Ava Smith alone has been a product of 10 of those points. Lindsey Gray, 4 points for a three-pointer. Josie Parker, 5 points for the second half of the three-pointer. Paige Miller, 5 points as well, and a three-pointer, 2 points. The Valley Heights, they've hit 3 threes in the second half, and they have been doing such better offensively and also defensively. You want to give them credit. They switched up from the man-to-man. They went to a 1-3-1 zone. And they're basically saying, Axel, if you want to beat us, you're going to have to beat us from an outside shot perspective. And that was the adjustment that Rochman needed to make because Axel, well, they have not shot very well outside of the perimeter. However, they do have 3 threes in the second half. So they're going to have to definitely keep that consistent and make some here in this going. 45 seconds to go out of the timeout. In the fourth, Maggie, underneath the basket, goes in for two. That draws it to a 4-point game with 36 seconds to go in the fourth. Valley Heights up by 4, 38-34. Ava Smith, top of the right wing, gets it down to Bigman. She's attacked quickly, and there's a foul on the court. So that was the only foul Axel had to give. Paige Miller. Here on the toss in from the left boundary. All the players are locked up, and looks like head coach Jordan Brockman is going to have to call a timeout here. He saw the pressure on the floor. It's a full timeout. We'll take this one. 24 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Axel down by four. 38-34. Damn, they make a miraculous comeback with less than 3 to go here in the fourth. We'll find out here. We'll take a quick 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At SBS Insurance Agency. One company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance. Local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance. The home team's pulling for you.
Kansaland Radio.
38-34, 4-point lead here for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Down to the wire. 24 seconds left to go. Valley Heights trying to make the inbound here from the left boundary. Brockman just called a timeout to sort things out. Valley Heights is able to get it in. Near steal, though, by Natalie Stroff. Valley Heights keeps the hold of that half court. And now they'll have to foul. And this game will come down to the free throw line if you're Valley Heights. The Mustangs went 11 of 13 on Thursday last week against Marysville. That free throw shooting is going to come in mighty handy here to try to ice out this game. And Miller, she missed her first free throw shot. Herschel attempt the second. This is massive. If she can make this one, and she does. So it makes a 5-point game, 39-34. If you're actually, you can settle for a two here, but you got to be fast. So 10 seconds to go. Detweiler with it. Maggie, Detweiler just got the chuck of three, and it's in. The three has been made. 5 foot off the top of the perimeter, and Detweiler goes straight down the North Pole for it. That is exactly what Axel needed. But still, it's a 2-point game. With 3.6 seconds left to go. If you're Axel, you have to get a takeaway. You have to force a turnover. What a clutch. Long ball by Caitlin Detweiler. An absolute home run shot. So 4.1 seconds to go. They changed the clock. It went from 3.7 to 4.1. So it's a little extra time there. Axel can tie it and send this into overtime. Axel's down by two. 39-37. In the Eagles. Come back from behind here in the fourth quarter. How large is they were down by six. On the baseline is Paige Miller. You just have to get it inbounds if you're Valley Heights. Miller looking around. She finds her teammate and fouled immediately is Josie Parker with 2.2 seconds to go. So if you're Axel, you need to hope that Josie Parker misses one of these free throw shots. If you're Valley Heights, if Parker can secure two free throw shots right here, this will end the game. First shot goes up, and it goes in for Josie Parker. And Valley Heights secure it here, 40-37. To ice out the game, Parker, the shot is up, and it's good! The Valley Heights Mustangs have won. A three-pointer missed from half court. Valley Heights secures it. The clutch free throw shooting from the line, 41-37 over the Axel Eagles. An incredible game, a back and forth matchup, and a beautiful one here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We'll step aside to recap it all here on 19.1 KMCA. Valley Heights 41, Axel 37.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your communities. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
With steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, steel tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit steeldealers.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from steel.
Visit your local steel dealer, Heinen True Value Farm Supply on Main in Seneca.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. Your 92.1 KMZA wrap up show, aka our post game show. Here on 92.1 KMZA, Brandon Macy Sports Radio Network. Brought to you here by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Also, it's our player of the game segment, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So again, our final score of the girls matchup, 41-37. The Valley Heights Mustangs come out on top despite trailing for majority of the contest against Axel. Axel led 9-8 after the first quarter, 15-12 at the half. And Axel, they lost the lead in the third quarter. They were outscored 12-8 in the third, and they were outscored 17-14 in the fourth, and outscored on the second half 29-22. Valley Heights only had 12 points in the first half, but 29 in the second. The biggest difference makers there is Ava Smith. She had 10 points in the second half to step up. Lindsey Gray had 4 points with a 3. Josie Parker in the second half alone had 7 points with a 3. And Paige Miller, she had 5 points in the second half with 7 altogether. So Ava Smith here, our player of the game from the Valley Heights Mustangs. 7 rebounds, 2 steals, and 15 total points, and also shot very well from the free throw line, making 5 total free throw shots. For the Axel Eagles, Ava Brockton finished with 12 points, 3 rebounds. Erica Hazenkamp, 2 points, 3 boards. Ellie's dropping 7 points and 4 boards. Maggie Stropton, 9 rebounds, only 5 points. Caitlin Zettweiler, 10 points, 10 rebounds. Their only player here today, the 5'5" sophomore guard, hitting a double-double. Not too often you get a guard hitting a double-double, but right there, Caitlin Zettweiler, they're able to stay aggressive there on the floor. She's had over 20 rebounds this season, well over double-digit points here in just her first two games. So, again, Axel there, they finished with 29 total rebounds. Valley Heights finished with 20. Axel, they hit 5 total threes, all coming in the second half. Valley Heights, they did the same. They hit all their threes in the second half. Now, Axel did draw it close. They made it a competitive game with Caden Detweiler, that 5 foot off the arc three to make it a 2-point game, but the game was sealed away by Josie Parker at the free throw line, and she went 2-4-2. So again, once more, our player of the game goes to Ava Smith with 15 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 steals, and Valley Heights improves to 2-0 on this season with a 41-37 victory over Axel, and the Axel Eagles girls will drop to 1-1 on the year, and 0-1 in this win. Valley League. All right, we're going to step aside for 5 minutes here. We'll be back for a boys game here on MSC Sports Radio Network. It's the Valley Heights Mustangs, the Class 2A, taking on the Axel Boys, the Class 1A, Division 2.